Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, October 19th, 2015. Before Commissioner Senegal leads us in the invocation and Commissioner Alford in the Pledge of Allegiance, if Commissioner Alford has something he wished to bring to the attention of.
Yes, Judge. I want to, first of all, one of your employees, Bonnie, lost her father, and it was a super home going for him Saturday in Austin. But also, there's a former educator. His name is Jackie Cotton, personal friend and a very strong pillar in our community. Taught school for 41 years, passed away. And I hope that everyone that's listening, stay a special prayer for his family.
Would you rise, please? Alrighty, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A will be tabled to allow a recension agenda item to be put on next week. Item B is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for catalog pricing for janitorial supplies for Jefferson County with the AOSS Medical Supply Certified Laboratories, Hygiea EnviroClean Inc., ICS Jail Supplies, Material Paper Company, Inc., Professional Polish, Inc., Sanitary Supply Company, Inc., and Supply Works for a second additional one-year renewal from November 10, 2015 through November 9, 2016. And via addenda, item C is considering approve the removal of a 2005 Ford pickup truck from Narcotics Department inventory. That vehicle was sold by Jefferson County Sheriff's Seized Vehicle Auction held Saturday, October 17, 2015. VIN number on that vehicle is 1FTSX21515EC20090. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve a fiscal year 2016 budget transfer for JP Precinct 2 for additional costs for extra help in the amount of $20,000. Item B is consider and approve a fiscal year 2015 budget transfer for the 279th District Court for additional costs for indigent defense in the amount of $292. Item C is consider and approve a fiscal year 2015 budget transfer for the jail for additional costs for inmate meals in the amount of $27,521. Item D is consider and approve a fiscal year 2015 budget transfer for the Port Arthur maintenance for additional costs for electricity in the amount of $4,125. Item E is consider and approve a 2015 budget transfer for veteran services for office supplies in the amount of $53. And item F is regular county bills, check numbers 413119 through 413407. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under county commissioners, item A can be tabled. As a matter of fact, there's a slight chance that we might have some flooding towards the end of the week. So if there is flooding, everybody please be careful and stay home if you can. Item B is considering possibly approving order regarding the disposition of the body of deceased paupers. Item C is considering possibly approving authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file a subscription agreement between Jefferson County, Texas, and Site Improve for county website improvement services. Item D is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for National Long-Term Care Residents' Rights Month. Item E is consider and possibly approve a proclamation regarding Italian History Month. And item F is consider and approve a revised resolution authorizing the county grant to Nutrition Services for Seniors for fiscal year 2015-2016, which allows Nutrition and Services for Seniors to apply for matching grant funds with the state of Texas. Do I have a motion on those items under County Commissioners? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and I believe we have Ms. Nancy Kendall here that is, and I'll read this proclamation, Ms. Kendall.
Thank you.
It says, whereas there are more than 1.6 million individuals living in 16,000 nursing homes and 1 million individuals living in 50,000 board and care assisted living facilities in the United States. Whereas the Federal Nursing Home Reform Act of 1987 guarantees residents their individual rights in order to promote and maintain their dignity and autonomy. And whereas all residents should be aware of their rights so that they might be empowered to live with dignity and self-determination. And whereas we wish to honor and celebrate these citizens to recognize their rich individuality and to reaffirm their right to vote and participate politically, including the right to have a say in their care. And whereas individuals and groups across the country will be celebrating Residents' Rights Month with the theme Care Matters to emphasize the importance of affirming these rights through facility practices, public policy, and resident-centered decision-making. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim October 2015 as National Long-Term Care Residents' Rights Month, and we encourage all citizens to join us in these important observances. Ms. Kendall?
Yes, thank you for letting me come and speak to you for just a few minutes. As this explains, this is National Resident Rights Month, and in Jefferson County, we have 15 licensed nursing homes and 8 licensed assisted living facilities. And in those homes is approximately 1,700 individuals that reside there. And I just will quickly go down the names of the homes. We have in Beaumont, Beaumont Healthcare, Beaumont Nursing, Claremont Nursing, College Street, Spring Creek, PHP The Oaks, Summer Place, Jefferson Nursing, and Calderwood Nursing. In Port Arthur Groves, we have Gulf Healthcare, Lake Arthur Nursing, Cypress Glen Nursing, Magnolia Manor, Oak Grove, and Senior Rehabilitation. And as far as our assisted livings in Beaumont, we have Dallin Oaks, Atria, Lucas Place, Linrose, Calderwoods, Serenity. And in Port Arthur Groves, we have Rose Place and Holland Place. We're really fortunate to have this number of facilities in our county to serve this population. As the Resident Rights Proclamation states, residents, just because they go into a nursing home, their rights are not diminished. They have the same rights as they had before they went in, which includes voting rights. And I encourage each of you to go and visit one of these homes. They always welcome visitors. We have a lot of really interesting residents with, they're very entertaining at times. And the staff, we invite you to visit with the staff, the hardworking, dedicated staff there. I think if you hadn't been in a nursing home in a while, you'll see a lot of improvements. It's changed from the nursing homes of 50 years ago. It used to be you went to a nursing home and you pretty much went by. It was one size fits all. And now we encourage our residents to have a part in the policy making as far as the nursing home regulations and the local activities in the home so that they do have more of a say in their care. So we've come a long ways in the last 50, 60 years. We certainly have a long way to go, but I think with the dedication that we're showing that we're getting there. So I appreciate again your listening to me today and encourage you to go visit one of our homes. Thank you.
Well, we've had 5 bikes in the last 7 days.
get hit. One of these guys was my brother in Buena, who was life flighted in here last night because a guy didn't see him. And he's got, may lose his foot tomorrow. What we'd like to propose is to donate 20 of these signs, 5 to each one of the precincts. The clubs will come out and the independents that are in Region 4, and we'll install these. What we'd like to do is see if y'all will give us a place to install them, and we want to come out and put them up to make everybody aware that we are motorcyclists. We have no protection. We have a helmet. And when people don't see us, we end up in the hospital. There's 4 that we're visiting today. And like I say, one of them's been my brother, and it's just, we want to draw a lot more awareness. There are a huge community here. And this is very small representative of what we really are in this community. And we'd just like to do these. We'll donate them. We'll donate the time. And we'll come install these if y'all will just tell us where we can.
Thank you so much for being here today. I know that it is very important for the public to be aware of your presence on the roadway. As a matter of fact, the shortest ownership of a vehicle I ever had was about 8 years ago. I bought one of those FJ Cruisers because I liked to camp, and I had it about 3 weeks when it had a blind spot in the back, and I started to move over and almost hit a motorcycle and drove straight to the Ford dealership and got a pickup truck. So in any event, you're right, y'all are without protection, and I'm sorry, I apologize to you. I was in trial and in Austin for meetings at the end of last week, and was not involved in the preparation of the agenda, so I don't know what happened. But
with the resolution that we had with us.
Well, okay. I would also recommend this here. Steve, you might need to introduce yourself and meet with him so we can get the particulars of how we can do it, if you don't mind, Judge.
After the meeting. We'll do that after the meeting, okay. But because it's not on the agenda, we can't vote on it today. It has to be posted 72 hours in advance.
Also, you may want to take the sign so the camera can see it real quick. That'll get you a lot of exactly what let them know.
The signs we want to put up. We'll put them on breakaway poles, and we'll put them on county roads. Preferably as close as we can get, maybe to get into a state road. But we can't put them on the state roads, but that seems to be where all these accidents are taking place. But we'd really like to get them as close as possible so that when people see them before they get out on the road, they'll be aware of what we're trying to do.
We might want to entertain.
Yes, sir, that'd be wonderful. We've got 20 of these, and we'd like to do 5 in each one of your precincts.
Very good. Well, thank y'all so much for being here today.
Yes, sir.
All right. Lastly, we have an agenda item on the Sheriff's Department, which is to consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute an amended interlocal agreement between Jefferson County, Texas and Southeast Texas Regional Radio System to add Orange County, Texas and the Texas Department of Public Safety. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Senegal. Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Yes, sir. They provided me with the amended agreement. And I think the only thing it does is add in Orange County and DPS to our radio interoperability program. All right. Anything further? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you.